Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, the outdoor amphitheaters are starting to put out their lineups for the spring and summer concert series. We're going to start off with Red Hat. It has about five dates now set up. Of course, Red Hat Amphitheater is on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Friday, May 12th, it's Bastille. Sunday, May 14th, the XX or Double X, not sure which it is. Saturday, June 17th, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Friday, July 14th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. And Wednesday, July 19th, Adina Menzel. The lineup at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek is as follows so far. Saturday, May 20th, Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Sunday, June 4th, Train, Natasha Bedingfield, and OAR. Thursday, June 15th, Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. Sunday, June 25th, Chicago, The Band, and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, July 14th, Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Pardee. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nelly and Chris Lane. Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris, and Chris Johnson. Sunday, August 6th, Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Saturday, August 19th, it's Luke Bryan and Brett Eldridge. Friday, September 1st, Green Day and Catfish, and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Friday, September 8th, that's Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown. And finally, on the list so far, Friday, October 6th, it is the Zach Brown Band. Only one date so far at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, the Score Tour. All right, let's look at the lineup for February at the Ritz. That's on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. All shows at 8 o'clock unless noted. And the first one we've got on the list is one of those noted. Saturday, February 4th at 9, it's Grupo Brindis. Hope I'm doing that one right. Wednesday, February 8th, Excision, the Paradox Tour at 8:30. Friday, February 10th, Appetite for Destruction at 8. Saturday, February 11th, Ones to Watch presents Low Cash and the Fighters. Sunday, February 12th, Alter Bridge, the Last Hero Tour with Nonpoint. Thursday, February 23rd, Shovels and Rope. Saturday, February 25th, Cherub and the Floozies. Sunday, February 26th, Mary Jane presents Juicy J, the Rubber Band Business Tour. Tuesday, February 28th, Young the Giant, Home of the Strange Tour. And on Friday, March 3rd, Marshall Tucker Band. At Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Thursday, February 2nd, Local Band, Local Beer, Fireside Collective with Tan and Sober Gentlemen, 9:30. Friday, February 3rd, Foothills Free First Friday, Emma's Lounge with The Broadcast, 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 4th, Benefit for the Wake Animal Shelter, featuring Foothills Sexual Chocolate Release Party with Dr. Bacon, Funk Sandwich, Kate Rudy, and more. It starts at 5. Monday, February 6th, Bill Lawrence and Eric Hirsch Quartet, 9 o'clock. Wednesday, February 8th, Uptown Rubdown at 9. Thursday, February 9th, the local band Local Beer with Heart Racer, Animal Weapon, and Foxture, 9:30. Friday, February 10th, Sun-Dried Vibes and Tropidelic, 9. Saturday, February 11th, Urban Soil and Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey at 9. Sunday, February 12th, Head for the Hills at 9. Wednesday, February 15th, Schwiz and John Ginty at 9. Thursday, February 16th, local band Local Beer featuring Goodbye, Titan with Gray Young, and Wall. That starts at 9:30. Friday, February 17th, Brutes of a Rebellion, Doko, and Inner Prolific. That's at 9. February 18th, Viva La Venus, The Hell No, and Lactose Cuervo at 9. Sunday, February 19th, Haley Jane and the Primates with Primate Fiasco at 9. And Monday, February 20th, Jared and the Mill, Hey Monet and Paul Pfau at 8. Moving on to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, February 3rd, American Aquarium at 9. Saturday, February 4th, American Aquarium at 9. You can also purchase a two-day pass. Friday, February 10th, Nantucket's Heartbreakers Ball with Driver plus the Commune at 8. Saturday, February 11th, Better Off Dead, a Grateful Dead tribute, and Moonwater, a Widespread Panic tribute with the Fat Mouth Quartet. Sunday, February 12th, Afton Music Showcase starting at 6:30. Tuesday, February 14th, The Works with Electric Soul Pandemic at 9. Friday, February 17th, Ill Digits and Discovery, North Carolina Loves the 90s at 9. Saturday, February 18th, Perpetual Groove with Groove Fetish at 9. Sunday, February 19th, 4th Annual Kelly Holland Memorial featuring Hank Sinatra, Jive Mother Mary, and Automatic Slim, 6:30. Monday, February 20th, Jamestown Revival and the Record Company at 8. This show is at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro. Tuesday, February 21st, Boombox at 9 p.m. All right, we're going to move over to Durham and the Carolina Theater. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Wednesday, February 1st, it's February 1, presented by the Arts Discovery Education Series. Performances are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, February 4th, International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. Show starts at 7. Tuesday, February 7th, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy 40th Anniversary Tour. Tickets start at $34.50. Monday, February 13th, The Wood Brothers with Tea Sisters. This is a rescheduled concert from October 12th. The group's latest album, Paradise, is about longing and desire and the ways in which the pursuit of fulfillment can be kept perpetually out of reach. It's a beautiful collection, the band's most sophisticated work to date, and also their most rocking. Tickets start at $27.50. Thursday, February 16th, Keller Williams and Leo Kottke. Tickets start at $23. Friday, February 17th, it's Marc Maron, the Two Real Tour. For over 20 years, Marc Maron has been writing and performing raw, honest, and thought-provoking comedy for print, stage, radio, online, and television. Tickets start at $34.25. Sunday, February 19th, A Journey Along the Rhone, Chamber Orchestra Triangle at 3. Tickets are $30. Thursday, February 23rd, Tommy Emmanuel, It's Never Too Late Tour with special guest Joe Robinson. Tickets start at $39.50. Monday, February 27th, Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. This is presented as part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series. The stirring drama with music is a classic tribute to the great American who freed herself and hundreds of her people from the bonds of slavery. Shows at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Wednesday, March 1st, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. In 2014, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the South African a cappella group, was awarded their fourth Grammy Award for the CD Singing for Peace Around the World. Not just a CD title, but a statement of the group's career mission. It was Nelson Mandela who designated Ladysmith Black Mambazo South Africa's cultural ambassadors to the world. Tickets start at $29.50. Thursday, March 2nd, the Song of Mulan, based on the epic Chinese poem. Performances are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. This is part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series. Friday, March 3rd, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. For Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, comfortable has never been a word associated with their brand of raucous, roots-tinged rock and bluesy reverie. Jukes have more than 30 albums on their resume. Tickets start at $37.50. Saturday, March 4th, and I'm going to be careful with this name, Sebastian Maniscalco. Why would you do that tour? Saying what we're all thinking has always been Sebastian's specialty, except when he says it, it's a whole lot funnier. And that has fans across North America showing up in droves for his shows and millions tuning in for his network specials. Show starts at 7. Tickets start at $44.73. I don't know. $44.73. Okay. Tuesday, March 7th, it is Valerie June, the Order of Time tour. Understanding the order of time is important to anyone hoping to manifest a dream, says Valerie June. There is a time to push and a time to gently tend the garden. Ticket $27.50 in advance, $30 the day of the show. Thursday, March 9th, it is John Waters, this filthy world, dirtier and filthier. Waters takes on taboo topics as only he can do in this hilarious and completely uncensored one-man show. Tickets start at $39.50. Friday, March 10th, Bobby Bones, funny and alone stand-up comedy tour. Bobby Bones is an American on-air radio personality and entertainer. He is the host of the nationally syndicated weekday radio program, The Bobby Bones Show, originating out of WSIX-FM in Nashville. And is the top country music DJ in the U.S. Tickets start at $25. And then on Monday, March 13th, it is An Evening with Gordon Lightfoot. Lightfoot has recorded 20 albums and has 5 Grammy nominations. His songs have been aired regularly for 50 years. His radio hits in the USA have earned 5 number ones, 5 top tens, and 13 top 40 hits. Tickets are $47. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh, February 2nd through the 19th, Little Mermaid. This is Carolina Ballet. Join us under the sea as Hans Christian Andersen's classic tale, The Little Mermaid, is brought to life in this large-scale, visually dazzling piece, that according to the News and Observer. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, February 2nd through the 19th, The Little Mermaid, Carolina Ballet. Friday, February 3rd, New Soul Revival Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday, February 3rd as well, all Mozart. Friday favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall at noon. Saturday, February 4th, Back to the 80s Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Also on February 4th, Gershwin's Magic Keys, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series, Maimandy Concert Hall, performances at 1 and 4. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet, presented by Pinecone. This is May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 p.m. Friday, February 10th, the Center Stage Comedy Tour featuring Samore, Arnez J., Philippe Esperanza, and Tommy Davidson, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, Scheherazade, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock both nights. February 14th through the 19th, Saturday Night Fever, the musical, Broadway Series South in North Carolina Theater in Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 17 and 18, Romantic Nights with Music from Phantom of the Opera, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 p.m. both nights. Sunday, February 19th, it is Hayes Greer, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8. February 20th through March 5th, The Marriage of Figaro, North Carolina Opera, Fletcher Opera Theater. Can Susanna Mary Figaro before the Count gets his hands on her? Will the Countess find a way to bring her straying husband back to her? Where will the love-struck Cherubino's fancy settle? Mozart's opera is one of the most beautiful and perfect ever composed, sung in Italian with English subtitles. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons, Kaia Cater, and Jerome Blind Boy Paxson. This is a performance to start at 8 o'clock, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 24th, it is Ives Symphony No. 2, Friday Favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. And then Saturday and Sunday, February 25 and 26th, Shen Yun Performing Arts. For 5,000 years, divine culture flourished in the land of China. Humanity's treasure was nearly lost, but through breathtaking music and dance, Shen Yun is bringing back this glorious culture. Memorial Auditorium performances at 2 and 7:30 on Saturday and at 2 on Sunday. Sunday, February 26th, Triangle Youth Brass Band Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. Wednesday, March 1st, Seussical Classic Productions, Memorial Auditorium, shows at 9:45 and 11:45 a.m. Also Wednesday, March 1st, Lang Lang, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, Mozart's Sinfonia Concertina, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, and that is 8 o'clock both nights. March 9th through the 23rd, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Theater Rollity at Kennedy Theater. And March 9th through the 26th, Four Seasons. This is Carolina Ballet. Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Robert Weiss's celebration of nature's enduring cycle, will burst forth with shocking vividness, teeming with undeniable life force. Its thrumming, interlocked motion making a powerful engine for dance, according to Indie Week. This ballet sold out in its initial run in 2014. It is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, that's March 9th through the 26th. Four Seasons by Carolina Ballet. Taking a look at the Clayton Center, obviously in Clayton. All shows started at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, February 4th, it's the 2017 Clayton Wedding Expo. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, February 11th, Susan Werner. Tuesday, February 14th, Love Under New Management, Mickey Howard and Howard Hewitt. These popular R&B artists provide a romantic and soulful soundtrack for your Valentine's celebration. Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. And then on Saturday, April 22nd, Rock Legends. Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events 7:30, unless noted. Thursday and Friday, February 2nd and 3rd, 5th Annual Holly Springs Community Arts Festival, Friday night at 7, a night of fantastic community theater performances. Saturday night at 7, local dancers light up the stage and show off their skills in this dance review. February 9 and 10 and February 16 and 17, Holly Springs Reader's Theater presents the Further Adventures of Nick Danger and Other Disasters. Saturday, February 11th, Colin Ray. Saturday, February 18th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Friday, March 10th, Clean Comedy Series presents The Black Pack. The Black Pack presents All Laughs Matter with Vince Morris, BT, Billy D. Washington, and Lewis Johnson. This comedy concert starts at 7. Then on Saturday, March 18th, What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience. What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience invites audiences to celebrate the hits of the legendary Marvin Gaye. Ryan Owens performs selections that span Gaye's music-making career. Switching to Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. February 3rd and 4th, it's Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys. Saturday, February 11th, Teacup Gin Dinner Show. Saturday, February 25th, it's the Garner Showcase of Talent. Performances at 2 and 7, and there is free admission. Saturday, March 4th, it is Respect Me, Revisited at 7. Friday, March 17th, What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience. Saturday, March 25th, Aquila and the Bee at 12:30. And March 30 and 31 and April 1, it's 87. One town, one school, one team, one championship. It's a musical about a group of boys that captured the imagination of a small town and won the state football championship. Garner had a population of about 12,000, but had close to 10,000 fans in Charlotte for the title game against a team from the biggest city in the state. The Country Bumpkins, the Garner Grit, took on the City Slickers and changed a community in the process. Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. The 2017 season marks the 6th anniversary of presenting this beloved series in the restored historic Carrie Arts Center. All shows start at 7:30. Friday, February 17th, Ken Levine. Ken has charmed his way into the hearts of concert growers across North America with his exciting blend of classical tenor sound and modern style. Saturday, March 4th, Pump Boys and Dinettes. The Pump Boys sell high octane on Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna, North Carolina. The Dinettes, Prudy and Retta, run the Double Cup Diner next door. Together, they fashioned an evening of country songs that received unanimous raves on and off Broadway. With heartbreak and hilarity, they perform highly entertaining toe-tappers on guitars, piano, bass, and yes, even kitchen utensils. Then on Friday, April 21st at Carrie's in Carrie, Balsam Range. This, of course, the group from Haywood County, North Carolina. Up next, we'll look at some Carolina music festivals coming up. February 2nd through the 4th, it is the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. The festival site is Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 3rd and 4th, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is in Boone. February 3rd through the 5th, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend in Asheville at the Grove Park Inn. February 10 and 11, Neuse River Music Fest in Kinston. This is the festival site, rather, is Lenoir Community College. February 15th through the 18th is the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. February 17th through the 19th, Bluegrass First Class in Asheville. This is at the Crown Plaza Resort. Those concerts currently scheduled for the month of March. Early April, the 1st and 2nd Rock and Roll Marathon in Raleigh. The Rock and Roll Marathon is a series of marathon and half marathon foot races accompanied by alternative, classic, and punk rock, blues, jazz, and soul bands along the race course, plus concerts each day. There's also a health and fitness expo at the Raleigh Convention Center Friday and Saturday. 2017 is its fourth year in Raleigh. Festival sites for the Rock and Roll Marathon, Red Hat Amphitheater, Raleigh Convention Center, and Citywide Race Course. April 6th through the 8th is the Big Lick Bluegrass Festival, Oakboro in Stanley County. Festival site is the Big Lick Festival Park. April 7th through the 9th, Waterfront Jazz Festival in Mooresville, and the festival site is Queen's Landing. April 8th, Live and Local, Earth Day 2017, that's in Raleigh. Raleigh's Earth Day celebration features four stages with a slate of performances by a diverse range of local musicians, plus environmental workshops, craft beer, food trucks, a kids zone that includes bouncy houses and a crafts station, and more. Admission is free, and it's held in West Raleigh. April 8th, it is Beach Fest in Selma. The Farm, a special events venue just off I-95, has put on a day of top-line beach music since 2014. The festival site is The Farm. April 14th and 15th, Fuzzfest in Wilmington, and the festival site is the Millennium Center and other facilities. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that phone number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.